same voice. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this day and just thank you for this opportunity to gather together. And we just ask that you would be with all the brethren around the world and all those that we don't know of yet that are seeking truth. And we just ask that you be with these boys this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. What was your guys' verse for this week? What were you supposed to look at? Honest to your line. So we'll do that first. So if you guys will stand up and let's keep the line moving. So if you see that someone's up here and there's no one back here, don't be afraid to fill in the void. And so if one of you go first, I don't care who. Thank you.
He is like Elijah. He told Elisha asked him where he had gone, and Gehazi told Elisha that he had not gone anywhere, and Elisha said that his heart went with him, and they told him that two strangers came and they needed 1 pound of silver and a set of clothing, and Naaman gave them to him, and Gehazi went and hid them, and Elisha said that the leprosy that claimed
Come to Naaman,
would cling to him and his descendants forever.
Proverbs 12:22. Lying lips are abomination to the Lord, but they that do truly are his delight.
Genesis 4:9. And the Lord said unto Cain, where is thy brother Abel? And he said, I know not. Am I my brother's keeper?
Joseph's brothers lied to Jacob because they said that a wild animal killed Joseph.
Never say that evil is more evil. Do the same in such a way that everyone can see that you are honorable. Romans 12:17. When Aaron and Isaac the fire sold some land, they brought some of the money to the church. They lied about the money, and then Ananias died, and then Sapphira came in, and they asked her if they had sold the land for that much, and she said yes, and then she died too.
John 3:21. But he who does the truth comes to the light, that his deeds may be clearly seen that they have been done in God.
Pharaoh lied to Moses, and he said that the children of Israel could go, and he didn't want them to go.
Sarah said she didn't lie to the three strangers, but she did.
Proverbs 12:22. Lying lips are abomination to the Lord, but they that deal truly are his delight.
Romans 13:13. Let us walk honestly as in the day, not rioting and drunkenness, not in chambering and wantonness, not in strife and envy.
Psalm 120:2. Deliver me, O Lord, from lying lips and a deceitful tongue.
Romans 12:17. Repay them an evil for evil.
bears fruit in faith. Ephesians 4:15.
That was good. A lot of different verses there instead of the same verse. That was a blessing. So what chapter are you guys in Psalms? Is it 24? The earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof, the world, and they that dwell therein. For he hath founded it upon the seas, and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? For he that hath clean hands, and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive the blessing from the Lord, and righteousness from God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye everlasting doors, and the kingdom of the glory shall come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. I don't really have a lot for you there, but I just like that verse 4. You know, in verse 3, they ask, who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? And in verse 4, it just kind of tells us the answer there. He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. That would kind of go along with all your verses online there too. So, I do not have nothing for you, so I'll have to tell you this evening, I guess, what to do for next week. So, I guess you guys are dismissed, and then the big boys are, and young men have verses on money.
First Timothy 6:6-10. But godliness with contentment is great gain, for he brought nothing into this world, and is certainly he carried nothing out. And having food and raiment, let us be therewith content. But they that will be rich fall into temptation and a snare, and into many foolish and hurtful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition. For the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some coveted after, they have erred from the faith and pierced themselves through many sorrows.
Matthew 19:24. It is easier for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle than a rich man to enter the kingdom of God.
1 Timothy 6:10. For the love of money is the root of all evil, which all sons. They have erred from the faith and fear themselves to the end.
asked him how much money he needed, he said, just a little more. And then another one, Jobs, is Apple, the Apple computer. And he said, well, he was on deck, and he said one thing he wished he would have done was spend more time with the family.
1 Timothy 6:9-10. But they which are rich fall into temptation and snare, and into deceit, and into hurtful words, which drown men and destruct them for occasion. So let the money be revolving, while some covet after that arrogance of faith and pierce themselves to the many dollars. 8:2. Don't argue with rich people, for they may not pass to the resources. For gold has destroyed many and turned aside the hearts of few.
1 Timothy 6:10. Paul tells us to be content with what we have and warns us about money and learning.
The wisdom of Solomon 8:5. If riches is to be a desire to see in this life, what is richer than wisdom? That work of all things.
1 Timothy 6:18-19. Rich do good and be rich in good works. Sure, ready to give and willing to share, then restore up the foundation for the time to come and lay hold on eternal life.
Luke 16:13-15, Jesus said, no man can serve two masters freely. He will hate the one and love the other. Forgive tribute to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and man. The Pharisees, being covetous, heard this and derided him. And Jesus said, y'all are those who favor the things of man and not the things of God. So that was highly esteemed among men and an abomination of God.
1 Timothy 6:8-9. And having food and raiment, let us be therefore content. But they that will be rich fall into temptation and